Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the 10th consecutive Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 8 p.m. on the West Coast, and sometime in between Thursday and March in China, this is the UWA Elite All Access Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Weston. If I sound double excited, if I sound double hyped tonight, I got double the reason. I got two big guests tonight. I've got UWA Elite All-Star Luke Finn coming on in just about 4 minutes, and then at 11:20, UWA Elite President Dave Swan will be live with me on the airwaves to talk about UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2 on May 7th, UWA Elite Homecoming Volume 2 on June 17th, and the return of a tag team spectacular, one of the traditions of UWA Elite. So great things tonight coming in pairs. Two guests, two shows, two men in a tag team. And we're going to start right now talking about your UWA Elite Tag Team Champions for a moment. Those being the Unstoppables, John Rome and Brandon the Bull, who have been your tag team champions since last November, going through some very notable teams in the process, including the Rogues and Glitz and Glamour. But coming up at UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2, the Unstoppables will have a brand new task at hand, defending those championships against not one, but two opponents. I told you things happen in twos tonight, as the Oliver Street Express and the Lost Boys of Magic and Jeremiah will collide with the Unstoppables in a triple threat match for the UWA Elite Tag Championships. The odds have never been more against Roman Bull. The odds have never been more stacked against the Unstoppables. But I have a feeling that that's how the Unstoppables like it. Even as your tag team champion, they enjoy being the underdogs. They enjoy being the men who are counted out in a situation. If I'm John Roman, Brandon the Bull, I'd say bring them on. I mean, it's a very tough task. Trust me, Magic and Jeremiah. Magic is a legend in this business. Jeremiah, has got over a decade in the business and is a complete loose cannon. And I'm telling you right now, Collins picked a click, May 7th. You probably have never heard of the Oliver Street Express from up Buffalo, North Tonawanda, all that area in upstate New York. Do not count out Brandy and Andy. Do not count them out. These boys from North New York. Trust me when I tell you, you are going to leave UWA versus the World, Volume 2, regardless of who wins that match, with a brand new respect for these two up-and-coming young guns from upstate New York. Speaking of tag teams, speaking of trios, the Trios Championships will also be on the line in another big triple since last breath, whether you like it or not, the Bro Team Pack. Mike C. Way, Dynamite Davis, TJ Blade, been pretty unstoppable. Yeah, I just talked about the unstoppable. That's what we call a segue in the business, kids, but it's not a segue when you kiss your own behind, like I do so much. But then again, come on, I sound so good. I really do. But that being said, like them or not, the Pro Team Pack's all kinds of good. They're getting in shape. They're trying to inspire. They're failing. Most of you hate them, but they are still your trio's champions. But they've got a tough task at hand as they go up against Kentucky Bred, the team of Clay Sawyer, Cousin Vinny, Georgie Boy, and the team of Chris Powers, the Hollywood stuntman, who had a very, very impressive match against Kyle the Beast last month at Luck of the Draw, the returning Mikey Pacifica, and the man without a home right now, a man without a country, a family, an island, Luke Finn. There's a lot of interesting things going on in this Trios Championship match. A lot of interesting things. You got three teams hungry for a Trios Championship. Kentucky Bred, the first Trios Champions, trying to win championships back. Ironically enough, without former cousin Luke Finn. And I mean former cousin in the worst kind of way. It is and was, if you go back and watch Luck of the Draw, one of the most uncomfortable moments in UWA Elite history. when Clay Sawyer and the boys at Kentucky Bred, the cousins from Moonshine Creek, beat down Luke Finn, officially ostracized him, kicked him out of Kentucky Bred, kicked him out of the family, and informed him that he was never blood related, that he was found at birth. I don't know. Look, usually I'm the guy who knows these things, but I don't know if there's any validity or any truth to that statement. But maybe, just maybe, I'm on the line in just a moment here with a guy who might be able to shed some light on that situation. I'm joined on the airwaves right now on the All Access Podcast by Luke Finn. Luke, how you doing this evening?
How's it going, Colin?
Yeah, it goes. It goes. You know what? I'm all right. I'm a little bit more concerned about how you're doing lately, because, you know, I'm usually the guy that sees you backstage, and you're usually, you know, swilling on that jug of yours, whatever's in it, and having a good old time. And you haven't really been one to stick around the last couple of months at UWA Elite shows. Haven't really been the one to kind of go out to party with us like you usually are. What's going on, man? Like, this has not been an easy couple of months for you.
Yeah, no, man, it's been tough. I mean, like, you know, you have something that, you know, that you think is solid, and you have a backbone with your family, and then it turns out to be nothing. It turns out to be absolute garbage, and you don't know what to do with yourself at that point. So at that point, you don't know, and you don't want to necessarily be around anybody. I mean, like, as much as I drank the moonshine out of that jug, it's been just me with my thoughts lately. I haven't touched moonshine. I haven't touched anything. It's just been me trying to contemplate what's actually going on right now. Like, I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I should stay. I don't know what's there for Luke Finn right now.
You know, you had some chance at a measure for retribution last month at Luck of the Draw. You and your former cousin Clay Sawyer, going one-on-one, but unfortunately for you, now you know what it feels like to have the whole family, the numbers game, against you. I don't want to talk about the match so much because, you know, it wasn't a fair fight. So I'm not going to sit here and say that you lost because you lost. You lost because it was a 3-on-1 assault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what the truth is. What I want to know is, after the match, Kentucky Bred, they lay you out, your cousins, and they tell you that you're not their cousin, that they found you at birth. They basically they didn't even give you the dignity of saying you were adopted by the family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to do this. How do you even wrap your head around that? Something that you've known your whole life and it's not true anymore. I don't even know how you deal with that.
You know, Colin, it's hard. I'm knowing Kentucky Bred and thinking that all I had was Kentucky Bred and thinking that I was Kentucky Bred and just, you know, getting into that match with Clay, and then I should have known from the beginning it was never going to be a fair fight and that it was just going to end with me on the floor assaulted by all three of them. But, you know, I had to fight in spirit, and I wanted to think that I could persevere and take Clay and then have him say what he said afterwards. It really, as a person, you can't necessarily fathom having somebody tell you that your entire family that you've thought and loved for your entire known career is nothing but a lie. It's hard even now, thinking about it in my head, it's hard to even try and understand, to have somebody tell you that I wasn't even their first family, I was their second family, and both families don't want me.
There is a silver lining here, If I can jump in, and I don't know if this is something that you've considered, you've been embraced by fans recently, which is something very new to you. And this might sound real cheesy, this might sound real corny, but I can't help but think that as long as you keep coming back, as long as you keep fighting, as long as you keep showing people your personality, Luke, I feel like the UWA Elite fan base will adopt you. I feel like you have a family here with these people who love this product and are starting to come around and really love and embrace you. And that's got to be some kind of peace that you're finding in this, is that, you know, even though you got to show up and you got to look these guys in the face that you trusted and they stabbed you in the back, you got a whole building full of people, dozens and dozens more than Kentucky Bred ever was, that are kind of starting to get really enamored with you. That's got to feel really good on some level.
You know, Carl, it does. It does. It's a hard transition. One of the most hated factions in UWA to going to being, trying to be on your own level and being cast out by your own family and trying to have the UWA Elite Army, as Tech would put it, be behind you. And it's different for me, for sure. But I think right now it's still a conflicting part of my brain where I'm so used to being booed that even with people behind me, I still don't know where I belong. I have UWA Elite, I have them, they cheer me when I fight Kentucky Bred, but will they cheer me on my own, doing my own thing? And it's a worryful situation to me because, you know, I've never been on my own. I don't know necessarily if that connect is there. I hope there is, and I hope the fans can see that I'm doing my best as a person to be my own person and not follow what Kentucky Bred has laid out for me, in the sense of what we've been before this, but being trios champions and being one of the most, you know, dominant factions in UWA. It's just, you know, being on my own, I'm worried whether or not the UWA Elite family is going to understand that I'm here to really put my own stamp and put my own mark on my own career and leave Kentucky Bred in the dust. Mm.
That's a really interesting thing, and that's kind of big of you, you know, on some level, to say, you know what, I'd like to leave this behind. There's got to be some anger still left there, but you know what, I like to focus on the positive. So let's talk about you and the present and the future. Let's talk about, what are some things you found out about yourself? It sounds weird, but it's almost like when somebody finds out that maybe they're adopted for the first time, or somebody finds out that a part of their life isn't what they thought it was, it's almost like they got to start building from the ground up, like they're a kid again. So what are some things, it might sound dumb to some people, but I'm sure they will understand, like even small things like the food you eat or the music you listen to, what are some things that you found out that Luke Finn, you, not Kentucky Bred, you, Luke Finn, actually like? What are some things that you like, that you're into? Tell us about who you're finding out Luke Finn really is.
Well, I mean, you know, Kentucky Bred never really appreciated my taste in music. I mean, like, you know, they go from, they're very country-oriented type, you know, group of guys. And I listen to everything, like, when it comes to, like, you know, 50s, Motown, metal, any type of rock and roll, old school rock and roll, old school hip hop. I listen to everything, man. And it's like, you know, when being from Kentucky Bred, they don't really give you a whole lot of when traveling up and down the road together, you know, it's you put on country, you know, 104 whatever, and that's what the country station stays on the whole ride, you know what I mean?
I tell you, it's really interesting. I get the feeling that Clay Sawyer is not the type of dude to give up control of his radio. I just get that sense.
No, I'll tell you what. One time I even tried turning just the volume down. And you slapped my hand out of the way.
Oh, well, that's rude. So, yeah. Listen, we only got like a minute or two left here together before I got to throw to commercial and get Dave Swan on here. Have you found anything about your roots, your origin, your like who you who, like? Is Luke Finn your name? I know that sounds rude, but is Luke Finn like who you are, or are you is this like a real transition for you?
It's a real transition, but I got to tell you what this upcoming show, I will let everybody know exactly what I've found and what I realized about myself and what I found out about my true origin, my true name. And I've been working so hard on getting rid of this goddamn Southern accent that I apparently wasn't even supposed to have.
You know, it's funny. I was going to bring it up. I was going to be like, well, it's just gone now. I guess it disappeared with the moonshine. But you know what? I can't blame you, because if I was you, I'd be trying to start a whole new life myself. And on behalf of the fans, on behalf of the people that listen to this podcast and the people who I talk to on a regular basis, both in the fan base and in the locker room and behind the scenes, in talking to Eric Corvus, talking to Dave Swan, I just want to let you know, keep at this, man, because we're proud of you. You could have folded up your tent and gone home. This was hard news to deal with, and you're still here, and you're still fighting, and we believe in you, okay? So just keep
Thank
on
you.
This.
Thank
Absolutely.
I'll tell you,
that.
I'll tell you what, May
no,
7th.
No, go right ahead.
So I'll tell you what, May 7th, when we get back at it, I will let everybody know where I am, who I am, and what I'm going to be from now on. And you can guarantee that.
Powerful stuff. Really powerful stuff. Luke, I appreciate your time. Maybe this is the last time I'll call you Luke Finn. We will find out May 7th. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. That was Luke Finn and or the artist soon to be known as formerly Luke Finn. I don't really know. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in. But we'll find out much more on May 7th. Luke Finn, great to have him on the podcast. Great to have him share some information about what he's planning on May 7th. Speaking of May 7th, if you don't have your tickets yet to UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2, here's a guy that sounds an awful lot like me telling you why you need to be there. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's one thing to say that you'll take on the world, and it's a whole nother thing to prove it. Saturday, May 7th, at the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey, that is just what the all-stars of UWA Elite are going to do as UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2 comes at you live. The best and brightest of UWA Elite will take on the greatest independent wrestling talent today as Sozio, Matt McIntosh, Kevin Bennett, Sonny Kiss, and Anthony Gangone invade UWA Elite for a best of five series. Plus, UWA Elite Champion Hedges defends his title against number one contender Nicholas Kay. And you will not want to miss the epic confrontation as former best friends Arcadia and King Tech finally collide one-on-one. Discount tickets and family four packs are available only by logging on to UWAElite.com. We'll see you May 7th in South River as UWA Elite takes on the world.
Piano music, setting the tone. But you need to be a UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2. If you're a fan of this podcast, I'm sorry that I talk so much. But really, I can't help but pitch this show to you. Hedges Nicholas Kay, UWA Elite Championship. The Tag and Trios Championships matches that I mentioned before, plus Arcadia versus King Tech in what has become a complete blood feud. And then, on top of all that, the best of five UWA Elite versus the World series for the second straight year. Sean Damage McNellis versus Matt McIntosh. Kyle the Beast versus former CZW Heavyweight Champion Sozio. Drake Chambers versus Anthony Gangone. Bose, the wretched himself, taking on the Concrete Rose Sonny Kiss. And your I champion, Joey Adams, taking on the remix, Kevin Bennett. That is one hell of a stacked show. When I say discount tickets available online, get them now. They're $15 on UWAElite.com. You pay $20 at the door. Family four packs, you would pay $80 at the door for a family of four, and you will pay that at the door. And it's worth $80. It's a great show. But if you order them now, a family four pack on UWAElite.com, you save $30. Why wouldn't you do it? If you're going to show up with three other people, why wouldn't you buy the four-pack online? Save $30, log on to UWAElite.com, and do it now. Do it now. Seriously. There's no reason not to do it. Especially with a ton of other shows coming up. And with that being said, I'm going to segue once again and bring on UWA Elite President Dave Swan. Dave, you have got to be exhausted from all these exclusive announcements over the last 6 weeks. Have you slept?
You know, I'm starting to get a couple hours in here and there. But, you know, it's
unbelievable. Yeah, so listen, we're talking about UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2. I'm going to take a step back from that. June, you are bringing back UWA Elite original show, which we haven't seen in quite some time, Living on the Edge, which I'm excited to see. It's the first time in a UWA Elite format that we're seeing Living on the Edge at the beginning of the month. But as we announced on this podcast last week, Friday, June the 17th, UWA Elite will come into a brand new building, expansive, huge, beautiful, North Brunswick High School for UWA Elite Homecoming, Friday, June the 17th. That is going to be one heck of a show. That is a confirmed date as of this week, correct?
That is correct. Yep. If your fans are interested in tickets, ticket information should be going up live on UWAElite.com in the next couple days to get your tickets. We're going to be offering ringside and general admission. There are going to be family four packs available for that show. So, you know, when the ticket information goes up, you know, get out and get the tickets because they're going to go fast.
Yeah, and the reason, fans, that I bring up Living on the Edge and I bring up Homecoming is because those two June 2016 UWA Elite Supercards are going to be the home of a major tournament that is returning to UWA Elite for the first time since 2013. Dave, do you want to tell everybody what event is making its return to UWA Elite?
Yeah, well, we're very happy to announce that we are going to be bringing back the Tag Team Combat Cup, which is
wonderful.
You know, here in UWA Elite, we put so much emphasis on tag teams and trios that it's time that we give the tag teams an opportunity that the singles wrestlers have with Crossroads. So they're going to have their own tournament to kind of prove themselves to be the best of the best.
Wow, that's fantastic. And past winners, just in case you're wondering the caliber of athletes who have won this Tag Team Combat Cup in recent history, your current I champion, Joey Adams, winner of the Combat Cup. King Tech, been a winner of the Combat Cup. Other men have competed in the Combat Cup. UWA Elite Hall of Famers Mike Quest, Cypress, competed in the Combat Cup. Other notable independent names, Too Hot, Steve Scott, Darius Carter, the Minutemen, Jack Connor, have all competed in the Tag Team Combat Cup in the past. Southside Players Club, I could go on and on and on. Even the heavy hitters, Steve Monster Mac, Low Life Louie, have been a part of the Tag Team Combat Cup. Dave, this is really exciting. And like you said, this gives UWA Elite a chance to showcase why it is one of the foremost homes for tag team wrestling in the independents, especially around New Jersey and the New York City area.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's something that we've really prided ourselves on for a long time, and we're happy to keep that tradition alive. This year's Combat Cup is going to feature 12 tag teams.
Wow.
Some from the current roster, some new faces, and maybe some faces that you haven't seen in a while. It's going to be a very, very interesting field of 12. And the way things are going to go is they're going to kick off on June 4th at Living on the Edge with the first round, which is going to be four triple threat tag team matches.
Wow.
The winners of those four triple threat matches are going to meet in two tag team matches at Homecoming on June 17th in North Brunswick, New Jersey. And then the finals will take place on July 9th in South River at UWA Elite Gold Rush.
Well, so this is an expansive tournament with 12 teams taking place over three UWA Elite Supercards. The winners to meet, if I'm not mistaken, not only to be claimed Tag Team Combat Cup glory and be the champions of that tournament for 2016, but also a number one contendership to the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whoever wins this tournament is going to definitely prove themselves as one of the top tag teams in the company and in New Jersey itself. So obviously they'll be directly in line for an automatic title shot.
Okay, great. And how are fans going to know which 12 teams will be taking part in this year's Tag Team Combat Cup? Where can they go for that information?
We're probably going to announce it here on All Access right after UWA Elite versus the World. So if
wow.
you check out our social media, check out times like that, you'll see, you know, who's going to be competing in the Combat Cup. And we'll let you know when to tune in and when to listen into the podcast to find out.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, thank you so much for calling in. I know you took time out of your personal time and schedule to be with us this evening. Congratulations on 10 episodes of All Access. Congratulations on Homecoming, which will be the 16th anniversary of UWA Elite. And really excited to have the Tag Team Combat Cup back. Thank you so much for calling in with this news.
Thanks for having me, Colin. Talk to you later.
No problem. All right. That was UWA Elite President Dave Swan. The Tag Team Combat Cup is back. And speaking of a man who's been in the Combat Cup before, it's time for this week's UWA Elite Fun Fact.
Think you know UWA Elite better than anyone else? It's time once again to prove it with this week's UWA Elite Fun Fact. As of April 27th, 2016, Hedges has the longest single reign of any UWA Elite champion at 266 days. But what UWA Elite All-Star holds the record for longest single reign of any singles championship? The answer is Hall of Famer, simply the best, Mike Quest. From October 12, 2012 to August 18, 2013, Mike Quest held the Ironman Championship for an unbelievable 310 days. It's no wonder why Mike Quest is a UWA Elite Hall of Famer. For this and even more fun facts, log on to UWAElite.com.
All right, fans, just over a minute left in this week's broadcast. Here's my quick hitters for the week. Following up on Tommy Gunn's Cobran, check out the exclusive vignette from last month's Luck of the Draw to see what the stuntman Chris Powers has in store for Tommy Gunn's Cobran. I'm going to be very interested to see if Tommy Cobran takes Chris Powers up on everything that he's got in store for him. Sean Damage McNellis has called out Matt McIntosh for that match at UWA Elite versus the World. Going to be very interesting to see if Matt McIntosh takes that call out personally. And finally, our last bit of news for this week. Arcadia, King Tech. Do I need to say any more than that? These two men have declared absolute war on each other. There is a chance that next week on the podcast, we may hear from both of those competitors. Until next week, we are on the road to UWA Elite versus the World, Volume 2. I'm Colin West. This has been the UWA Elite All Access Podcast. Log on to UWAElite.com for more, and we will see you next week.